The National Broadcasting Company presents Radio City Playhouse, Attraction 30. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the director of Radio City Playhouse, Harry W. Junkin.
Thank you, Bob Warren. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Radio City Playhouse. Our story tonight is different from anything we have ever done before. It is titled Luck and was written by Wilbur Daniel Steele, one of the greatest short story writers in America today. Originally, Mr. Steele wanted to be a painter. We feel that the delicate shading of a master artist is evident in our play tonight, and that it more than lives up to the Playhouse tradition of a fine story expertly told. With us for the first time this evening is Mr. John McGovern. We are very happy to welcome this extremely talented actor to his first appearance on our show. Mr. McGovern, who plays the part of Jennison, is assisted by Bill Lipton, one of our favorite younger actors. Here, then, is Luck by Wilbur Daniel Steele, starring John McGovern and Bill Lipton, Attraction 30, on Radio City Playhouse.
The scene is a scattered little community well up in the mountains on a winter afternoon. Along one of the remote mountain roads, a man is trudging through the crusted snow. His name is Jennison. People call him Jen. There's something unnatural about his appearance, something that makes people wince a little the first time they see him. He's not a young man, and yet he's not old. He's perhaps between 35 and 40. The muscles of his neck seem permanently twisted so that his head sits on his body at a cruelly distorted angle. His face is blotched and purplish, a face deeply etched with lines of pain. He's wearing a tie, which is unusual, and his blue felt hat has been carefully brushed. He's taken great care with his appearance today because he's almost positive that if she gives him any encouragement at all, he'll propose to Hetty Prohl. When he turns in at Judge Prohl's house, he squares his shoulders, and before he knocks at the door, he straightens his tie and removes his blue felt hat.
How are you?
Hello, Hetty. Hetty, I wanted to say something to you that...
Well, Will Yard is here, Jen. We're going for a sleigh ride.
Will is here now?
Oh, don't look so disappointed, Jen.
Hetty, we better be getting started. There isn't much time for... Oh, hello, Jen.
Hello, Will.
Would you like to come with us, Jen?
No, I mean, I'd like to, but I don't think...
I'll see you tonight anyway, Jen. You're coming to the poker game.
Yeah, I am.
So I'll see you at Peter's store, huh?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'd better be going.
Jen, did you have anything you especially wanted to tell me?
No, not especially. I just thought I'd drop by. Wasn't anything important.
Well, goodbye, Jen.
So long, Jen. See you later.
Bye. Goodbye, Hetty. I could be her husband. I could.
Of course you could, Jen. Of course you could. Listen to me. I'm the gutsy part inside of you. The part of you that nobody knows. The part of you that's handsome and clever and witty. I'm the part of you that's young, strong, passionate.
I love her. I'm not so old.
Yard.
I'm just unlucky. I'm always unlucky. What did he have to be there for today? Why today? Why today? When I was going to ask her, I'm always unlucky.
You love her very much, don't you?
But I'm so darned unlucky.
Jen, supposing your luck turned. Someday your luck will turn, Jen. Maybe today, Jen. Maybe even tonight.
tonight.
Maybe tonight you'll be lucky, Jen.
Lucky tonight.
Just be sure, Jen, that when your luck turns, you're ready for it.
How about one more hand, boys?
Hey, not for me, Jen. You've had too much luck tonight.
You really cleaned up tonight, Jen.
I just seem to feel lucky.
Yeah, I'm broke. I've had enough.
Yeah? Well, I haven't. You want to play one more hand, Jen?
If you like, Will.
Well, I've had enough. I'm cleaned.
I'm not quitting a loser. Supposing you and me play a hand, Jen. Just the two of us.
All right.
Well, you haven't a chance, Will. This is Jen's lucky night.
No such thing as luck. Sooner or later, the cards come out even. How about it, Jen?
Let's go.
All right. I'll ante.
Right.
You deal, Jen.
Okay.
Well, come on. They're shuffled enough. Deal them out.
Okay. I sure feel lucky tonight. 3, 4, 5.
You sure had all the cards. I'll open with 20.
I'll stay.
Give me 3.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'll take 1.
I'll bet 50.
50?
I'm not quitting a loser.
Okay. I'll see you and raise you 50.
I'll call. 4 tens.
Sorry, Will. 4 queens.
4 queens? Jen can't lose.
I told you Jen was lucky.
It's luck, that's all.
Luck, huh? Luck, he calls.
Now, don't get excited, Will.
I'm not excited. I just don't call it luck.
Now, have another drink before you go. It'll keep you warm for the road.
$940. I've won $940, boy. This has sure been my lucky night.
Blast me if that kingdom come, if that 4 queens was luck.
No. Take it easy, Will. Don't you go getting sore.
There's no such thing as luck, see? And I'd like to see any man that... Oh, all right. Here's your money, Jen. I'm going.
Hey, Will, don't forget your grain bags. You left them on the apricot cases.
I got them. Good night, boys.
Gee, it looked for a minute like Yard was going to get nasty. Yeah. Doggone, I never can tell when he's had too much.
No such thing as luck, he says. Good mother of mine, he's the luckiest devil that ever drew breath.
940, that's it, $940.
Yes, what are you, Jen?
Thank you, Smitty.
This right from me, Jen.
Thanks, Peters.
If I was you, Jen, I'd keep well behind Will on your way home. It's a narrow road for two. And the way Will looks, I don't think he'd relish having his heels trod on too much this morning.
Yard's all right when he's sober.
I'm going to...
Have another drink for the road.
No, going down by the pond. They got some fox traps out there. Might take a look at it.
You better give Will a wide berth. Else he'd throw you in.
We'd have to have the pun drug.
Nah, leave Jen alone, boy.
We're only kidding. Well, I gotta be going. Night.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, I will.
Be careful of all that dough.
Good night, fellas. I will.
And keep away from where you are on your way home. Don't you press your luck too far.
Good night. Yes.
$940.
Yes, $940.
Enough to marry Hetty Prohl.
Yes.
More than enough.
I'll ask her. I'll ask her tomorrow.
What about Will Yard, Jen?
I'll ask her anyway.
There's a strange feeling in the air tonight, Jen.
Yes.
Are you nervous, Jen?
It's cold.
Is that why you're shivering?
Yes, it's cold.
Don't be nervous.
No. No.
Those 4 queens were a bit too much. Will Yard knows.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
I didn't cheat him.
Yes, you did.
I didn't want to. I didn't want to.
Will Yard's a big man, Jen. He's strong. He's stronger than you are.
Yes.
Why don't you stand a while and wait? Let him get well ahead of you.
Yes, yeah. Well ahead of me.
You wouldn't want to meet him on this road.
Yes.
You are afraid, Jen, aren't
no,
you?
No, I'm not afraid.
Listen, Jen. Listen.
What?
Listen. Listen
Who is it? Who is it?
It's me, Jan.
Will.
I stopped off at Pittner's down below. We had a cup of coffee. What's the matter, Jan?
Why, nothing's the matter, Will. Nothing.
Nervous about something, Jan?
No.
Sure?
Sure, yes, I'm sure. I thought you'd be ahead of me, that's all.
I would have been if I hadn't stopped off to see Pittner. Owed him some money. I was figuring to pay up today. Told him I'd been in a little poker game and that I was,
What, Will?
That I'd gone and lost the money.
I sure was lucky.
You weren't lucky. I was a fool. Come on, Jen. Let's not stand here looking at each other like a couple of strange dogs.
Well, you walk faster than I do. You go on ahead.
Well, I got plenty of time. Come on.
Okay, Will.
Come on into the middle of the road. Less snow.
Yeah.
Am I walking too fast?
No, Will.
So you think you were lucky tonight, huh?
Yeah, $940.
There's no such thing as luck, Jen. A man gets what's coming to him in the long run.
Oh, not always.
People tell you I'm lucky. That lucky devil yard, they say. I'm not lucky. I'm just smart.
Yes, but look at me, Will. Look at my face. My neck, the way it is. Don't you say I'm unlucky?
Ain't unluckiness, Jen. You're always doing fool things, getting drunk, making fool bargains with your money. And you're lazy, Jen. Lazy.
I'm not lazy.
You never get ahead ever in God's whole world. And it ain't nothing to do with unlucky.
I never wanted to get ahead, Will. Not till lately.
Till Hetty Pohl came home from the seminary with her hair up?
Yes, Will.
Jen.
Yes?
Are you thinking... Oh, no, of course you're not.
What, Will? Thinking what?
Are you sweet on Hetty Pohl? Come on, man. Are you or aren't you?
Yes, Will. I ain't never said it out loud before, but... Oh, I love that girl. I go by Judge Pohl's every day, nearly. I go 5 miles out of my way just to pass her house. I always knock on the door just to say hello. Mostly she asks me in. I just sit there, looking at her. I see her smooth, soft, white neck.
Jen, are you crazy?
I see how the brown hair lays light and warm against her cheek. I imagine how it would feel against my cheek.
Good Lord, Jen, don't be a fool.
Just the same, I'd make her a good husband.
Husband? Husband? You mean you think she'd marry you?
I would, Will. I would make her a good husband. Oh, maybe I wouldn't make her such a good living, but I'd know how to talk to her. I'd know when she was worried. I'd understand her. I'm as much of a man as you are, Will. Underneath, there's a part of me that ain't twisted. We get along fine. Just fine, Hetty and me. As long as she don't look at me.
Then she laughs.
No, she don't. That's a rotten thing to say. It's just that when she looks at me, she... feels sorry for me. Then she's extra kind. Oh, is it my fault that I was born like this? Is it?
It's the fault of somebody. Your father or grandfather or somebody. Don't lay it to luck.
Oh, it's easy for you to talk. Everything always comes easy to you.
If I need luck, I make it. I use my head.
Yes, but I...
You're crazy, Jen. To think that you and Hetty Pohl... Jen, I know how her hair feels against my cheek. Night before last, I asked her to marry me. She said yes.
Is that true, Will?
What are you stopping for? Come on, we got to get home.
Is that true, Will?
We'll be married within a month.
Over my dead body.
What?
I'll see that you don't.
Oh, Jen, quit it. Quit talking that way. Yeah. You're such a baby.
I'll see that you don't.
Yeah? And what'll you do about it?
I don't know. I ain't near as big as you are, Will. Besides, you got a gun.
Gun?
What can I do?
Here's my gun. Take it. Go on, take it. That's it. Now, what are you going to do? Go on, Jen. Cock it. Go on. That's right. Now, aim it at me. Go on, Jen. If you want to kill me, why don't you?
Why don't you shoot? I can't, because you're lucky. You know I couldn't do it in cold blood. You know I couldn't.
You can't do anything. Not anything.
I couldn't murder you in cold blood.
Oh, you make me sick snivelling around. You never carry a thing through. You ain't got the guts to do anything.
Oh, wait. Wait, Will. Here's your money. Here, take it.
I thought you'd get around to that. Those four queens. I knew it all along. That was too raw, Jen. You saved three of them out of your full house two hands back, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I knew you wouldn't be able to keep the money. You can't carry anything through.
Take it. Take all of it.
You're dumb, Jen. Stupid and dumb. Oh. I don't want all the money. Just what's mine.
Oh, take it.
Oh, shut up. Stop sniveling. Good Lord, man. You're crying.
Take it.
Can't you shut up? There. I've taken what's mine. Here's the rest. Now, come on.
No.
Well, I'm going home. I'm not going to stand here all night listening to you feeling sorry for yourself.
I got a couple of traps down there by the pond. I'd like to have a look at them before sunup.
Well, I'll be seeing you.
I'm sorry, Will.
Okay, Jen.
Will.
What?
Would you mind leaving me one of them grain bags you got there? If I had the luck to catch that blue fox, I wouldn't want the whole town knowing it.
Sure. Here.
I'll bring it back.
Okay. It's got my name on it anyway.
And, Will, can I keep your gun? I just as leave have it in case that fox...
Fox? Jen, you ain't scared of a fox.
No, but them blue ones should be shot in the eyes so as not to mar the pelt.
Okay. Keep the gun.
And, Will...
Yeah?
I'd sure appreciate it if you'd not say anything about the cards.
About you cheating, you mean?
I didn't mean to, Will, honest.
All right, Jen. I won't say a word.
Promise?
On the Bible. I won't let on I've even seen you since I left Peter's store. So long, Jen.
He's gone now, Jen. Now what?
I don't know.
I know, Jen. I know.
I've got to get him.
I know how, Jen. I know how.
How?
He'll never marry Hetty Prohl, Jen.
No.
Never.
Never.
Are you sure he won't marry Hetty Prohl, Jen?
Over my dead body.
That's right, Jen. That's the idea you had back there.
Can I do it?
You can do it, Jen.
Yes.
Do you really think you can kill yourself, Jen?
Yes, I can.
You can if I help you.
Yes, I can.
Kill yourself.
Yes.
And make it look like murder.
Yes.
Make it look like Will Yard killed you.
Yes, make it look like he killed me.
Think, Jen.
I'm thinking.
We're alone now, you and I. Get everything else out of your mind.
Yes.
The money, Jen. What about the money?
The money.
We're alone, Jen. It's quiet. You can think. Think, Jen.
He should have taken all of the money.
Yes, Jen. You'd better get rid of the rest of it.
Yes.
Take it out of your pocket.
Yes.
Now, light a match.
Match, yes. Yes, burn it.
Hold the bills in your hand. There they go. That's it. Now turn your pockets inside out. That's the way. Now what, Jen?
The hole in the ice.
The hole Joe Schultz sawed to see if the ice was thick enough for cutting.
I need some rocks.
Three or four big rocks, Jen.
Yes.
There's one, Jen. There. Dig at it.
Yes, dig at it. Dig until my hands bleed. I don't care if it hurts. Yeah, they'll wonder what's happened to me. They'll get him. A big, strong man like that pushing me through the ice. Shooting me and pushing me through the ice. For money. A big, strong man like that killing me for money.
Dig, Jen. Dig at the rocks.
I can hear what they
Jen,
say.
Dig.
I can hear what all of them will say. I can hear the sheriff arresting him. Arresting Willard.
Jen's murder, the dirtiest thing ever done in these parts. Isn't that a fierce thing? That Will Yard killing poor old Jen.
I think it's horrible. Horrible.
Will Yard's guilty of murder.
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 Well, don't just sit there dreaming, Jen. Get those rocks into Will Yard's grain sack.
Will Yard guilty of murder.
One more rock, Jen.
They'll hang him. They'll hang him by the neck till it's as twisted as mine. He'll never marry Hetty Prohl. Never, never, never.
Put the rocks into the grain sack, Jen.
Yes.
Now what, Jen?
The footprints.
That's right, Jen. There must be two sets of footprints down to the edge of the pond and only one set going back.
Yes, he came down with me, pushed me in, went back alone.
Yes, Jen, muss up the snow. That's it, Jen. Hurry, Jen, it's getting light. Hurry.
Yes, it's getting light.
Two sets down to the edge, one set going back.
Yes.
Now tie the bag, Jen. Tie the open end of the grain sack.
Yes, tie it up tight.
Hurry.
I'm hurrying.
What's that, Jen?
It's 5:58.
It's 6 o'clock, Jen. It's getting light. Hurry.
Hurry.
Now undo your belt. That's it. Now loop your belt through the middle of the bag. That's it. No. Jen, wait.
Stones. I've got to push two stones to each end of the bag and hold the bag in the middle. Now loop my belt through the bag. Now.
Now what, Jen?
Now I walk out onto the ice.
Well, go on, Jen.
I don't think...
Jen.
It'll be so cold. I can't do it. Dear God, I can't do it.
Jen.
I'm afraid to do it.
You can do it, Jen.
No.
You can
no.
do it. Use the gun.
Gun?
Go out onto the ice. Use the gun. Throw it into the bushes and fall through the hole.
No, I can't. I can't.
That will make it doubly sure, Jen. Use his gun.
Doubly sure?
Use his gun.
He'd never swagger and laugh again. They'll drag the pond and find me shot, too. And the bullet will be from Willard's gun. He won't marry Hetty Prohl. He won't.
Go out onto the ice, Jen. That's it. Go on, Jen. Not too far. There.
I don't think...
You can, Jen. You can. Point the gun at your chest, Jen.
Oh. I may not be able to throw it.
You can throw it. Go ahead, Jen. Pull the trigger. Come on, Jen. It's getting light. Come on.
It'll hurt.
It will hurt for a moment. But you're not afraid of pain.
No.
You've always had pain.
You always had pain, yes. Dear God, always had pain.
Then do it, Jen.
What if they don't get him? What if he gets away? I'm always unlucky. It'd be just my luck that something might happen, that I've forgotten something.
Think, Jen. Think. You won his money. All that money. Peters knows it. Hoddle knows it. Smitty knows it. They all saw you win his money.
And he was mad. He was mad. They knew he was mad. They even said that I'd better keep out of his way when I... Come home.
Yes, Jen. He was mad and he was drunk.
He was drunk.
He'd had quite a bit to drink and he was mad.
Yes.
You've got his gun and his grain sack with his name on it.
His grain sack.
They can see where you stopped to talk up there, Jen. The footprints.
Yes, they can see that.
And there are two sets of footprints down to the pond, Jen.
Two sets down.
And only one set going back
yes,
up.
Yes, only one set going back up.
And his gun.
His gun.
And his grain sack.
Grain sack.
It's foolproof, Jen. Foolproof.
Yes. Yes, it is. They all know he murdered me. They all know it, all of it.
And Hetty Prohl will know it.
She'll never marry him. Never. Never marry a murderer.
Hetty Prohl will never marry him.
Never marry him.
And she'll be sorry for you. She'll be sorry for you.
She'll be sorry she wasn't nicer to me, wasn't kinder to me.
She'll be sorry she didn't marry you.
Yes, sorry she didn't marry me.
She'll be sorry.
She'll be sorry.
Then come on, Jen, do it. It's light now, Jen. People will be getting up soon. You've got to carry this through, Jen. You've got to carry this through. It's perfect. It can't go wrong. Willard's luck has turned at last.
I'll carry it through. Oh, dear God, help me to carry this through. It's perfect. Help me to fix that devil yard. I'll be lucky this time. Not him. I'll do it. I will do it.
Judge Pro, how are you?
Get in, I'll give you a lift.
Thanks, Judge. Thanks a lot.
Get up, May. Come on. Mighty cold morning.
Yep, mighty cold.
What are you doing up at this hour?
Little poker game. Me and Smitty and Hartle and Peters and Jan up at Peters' store. Where you been? Sure didn't expect to see anybody this early in the morning.
I've been into the city. Just came back in the 558.
Have a good trip?
Fine. You have a good poker game?
Jen won all my money.
Jen did? Good, Jen. Saw him down by the pond back there, fooling around with a sack or something, acting like he didn't want anybody to see him.
He's hunting fox. Doesn't want people to know. Did he see you?
Nope. And I didn't call to him. Thought he might want to ride back with me. He makes me kind of nervous.
Jen's all right.
I guess so. Well, I'm glad to see you. You'd have had a long walk if I hadn't been on the 558. Lucky I happened along.
Luck? Oh, I don't know. I don't think there's any such thing as luck.
What's that?
That must be Jen. Guess he just caught himself a fox.
I've just heard Luck by Wilbur Daniel Steele. The production was directed by Harry W. Duncan. John McGovern was Jennison. Bill Lipton was the narrator. Other members of the cast included Donald Curtis, Andre Wallace, Eugene Francis, and Ernest Graves. The music was composed and directed by Dr. Roy Shield. Radio City Playhouse is supervised for the National Broadcasting Company by Richard P. McDonough.
This is Harry Junkin again. Next week on Radio City Playhouse, the tense and very gripping story of a young man who becomes his own fatally dangerous enemy. Wardrobe Trunk. Next week on Radio City Playhouse. Good night, everybody.
Warren speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.